Hey, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished But Called. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. I don't know who needs to hear this, but the fire of revival you felt last week doesn't come with a lifetime warranty. You don't get to bask in Sunday's holy glow while Monday smothers you in lukewarm leftovers. Spiritual fire doesn't maintain itself like an electric fireplace that flicks on with the push of a button. No, this kind of fire takes tending. You have to fan it. And as someone who has spent more than one Monday morning staring into a spiritual pile of ash muttering, "It was burning just yesterday," let me just say, I get it. You feel like you should be on fire for the Lord, but instead you're just on fire from heartburn because you ate three slices of funeral lasagna and tried to sleep with regret and caffeine buzzing through your bloodstream. It's okay. Let's sit down and talk about it. Because fire, holy, burning, consuming, passion for God fire isn't something that keeps itself alive. It's something you choose to keep alive. And that choice isn't always loud. Sometimes it's quiet obedience in a Tuesday afternoon grocery line. Sometimes it's repentance whispered into your steering wheel after yelling at your kids for the eighth time in an hour. Sometimes it's reading one verse when you don't feel like reading the Bible at all, or choosing not to reply to a text that would have stirred up drama just because you finally got peace and you're not going back for round two. That's fanning the flame. It's funny how we assume a spiritual spark should do all the work for us, like, "God, I feel you moving. The fire is here. I'm weeping in the pew." And then by Wednesday, we're like, "God, hello? Are you ghosting me?" We treat the Holy Ghost like a moody best friend who needs to text back faster. But in reality, we're the ones who stopped showing up. We forgot that fire doesn't just land and linger. It needs to be fed. It needs fuel. It needs you to keep showing up. 2 Timothy 1 verse 6 says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee." The Bible uses stir up, but in the original Greek, it's a phrase meaning to rekindle, like a fire that needs attention, care, intentionality. You want a burning faith, you've got to stir the coals. Now, before we get too holy about this, let me admit something. I've spent more time this week crying over podcast drafts than I have reading the Bible. I've been typing out sermons to encourage others while drinking lukewarm coffee I forgot to microwave and asking God, "Do you still want me doing this?" I'm in the trenches with you, not above it. And I've learned that the difference between a week where I feel close to God and a week where I feel completely lost usually comes down to one thing. Did I fan the flame, or did I let it smolder while I scrolled? We think the flame dies because life is hard. But really, it dies because we don't feed it. Hard days don't extinguish faith. Neglect does. Maybe last week something did ignite in you. Maybe it was episode 18 called After the Fire. Or Late Night Moment in the Kitchen with a worship song playing while you cried over the dishes and realized God hadn't left you in the smoke. Maybe it was a verse, a conversation, a conviction, something burned, and then life happened. A bill you weren't expecting, a cold shoulder from someone you love, your back started hurting again, you skipped a devotional, the fire started dimming. And now here you are, wondering why the flame is barely a flicker. Friend, I'm not judging you. I'm you. But we can't stay here. We were meant to burn, not fizzle, not flicker, not to be a dim pilot light waiting for someone to turn the stove back on. We're meant to shine with the light of Christ in a world getting darker by the hour. We're meant to be flames that draw people in, not frighten them away with burnt out religion and smoky church trauma. But the only way to do that is to fan the flame. So today, can I offer you a few humble ways to do that? Not a checklist, just air for your fire. Pick up your Bible, even if it's just for a moment. Don't wait to feel like it. Turn off the noise, the apps, the opinions, even the good sermons. Just be quiet before Him. Ask God to ignite something again. Repent, not as punishment, as freedom. Worship, even if it's just humming in the car. Talk to Him out loud, even if it's weird, even if you're crying. Because here's the truth. Flames don't fan themselves. The devil isn't intimidated by your Sunday goosebumps. He's not even mad about your emotional altar moment. What he hates is your Wednesday morning obedience, your quiet yes when no one is looking, your decision to choose God's way when your feelings are begging you to do otherwise. He wants your distracted, discouraged delays. Because if he can't kill the spark, he'll try to cool it off. He'll tell you it was just a phase, just a feeling, just hype. But I'm telling you now, it wasn't. That fire was real. You're not crazy. You're not dramatic. You're not chasing emotionalism. You're responding to the presence of the living God. And He doesn't want weekend visitors. He wants residents. I used to think that if the flame started to fade, it meant I did something wrong, that God was disappointed, that I messed it up. But that's not how fire works. Fire naturally fades unless it's stirred. Even the most beautiful campfire dies down without attention. And your spiritual flame is the same. Don't mourn the flicker, fan it. If all you've got today is a spark, good. That's enough. Sparks start wildfires. If all you've got is a pile of warm ash, Don't worry. He brings beauty from ashes. If all you've got is a half-hearted, Lord, I want to want you. Then, friend, you're fanning the flame. Don't let the enemy convince you otherwise. God never asked you to be a bonfire. He asked you to stay lit, even if it's small, even if it's quiet, even if it's hidden in a lantern no one can see but him. So, here's your Monday reminder. You don't need more hype. You need more heat. You don't need louder music. You need deeper surrender. You don't need to chase the next high. You need to return to the altar where it all began and stay there. Not because it's easy, but because the flame is worth protecting. You're not powerless in this. The same spirit that lit your heart ablaze last week is still here, still moving, still ready. But you've got to feed it. So today, take the match of obedience, strike it against the friction of your circumstances, fan it with worship, cover it with prayer, and watch it burn. Because this world doesn't need another distracted Christian. It needs a lit one. Until next time, friend, don't let the flame die out. Fan it, feed it, and let it light your week. Sign up for the newsletter at katherineschafer.com. Link will be in the show notes. Catch you on the next episode.